You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
We are concluding with our topic, Love Life. And let me ask you, sino po ba sa inyo rito, you've been here for the past two Sundays and you did not miss the topic Love Life since the very beginning. Alright, what was the first topic we talk about? Love. Alright, is there love in the house? Okay, we did talk about love. Last week, we did talk about marriage. And today, we're going to talk about one of the most exciting, at the same time, for some people, it's kind of taboo, you know, I'm not used to talking about this, but I believe it's something very important that we need to understand, and that is the topic about sex. All right, listen to this. Just two Sundays ago, the couple, which is right here at my back, remember that one time they were in the garden, all right, with a tree, and it progressed, it developed, wherein the guy started to, all right, to ask the lady's hand for marriage. And here they are, all right? Pangalan po natin sila, okay? Tago po natin sa pangalan Ed, okay? At Meng, all right? Si Ed po yung lalaki at si Meng naman, all right, yung babae. And actually, they've been married for almost 34 years now, all right? But it all started, this started 33 years ago, all right? And I do want to honor, okay, this couple because they've been such a blessing to us and their marriage is an example to all of us and it's worth imitating. And that's Pastor Ed and, of course, Tita Ate Meng, we call her. Can we just give her a big, big round of applause? Okay. Pag si Pastor Ed po nandito, nasisecure ako eh, all right? So, kaya Pastor Ed, right, 34 years, and it's going strong. That's, idol ko talaga si Pastor Ed. All right. Well, I want to ask you to stand on your feet today as we talk about this topic. Let's all read Genesis chapter 2, starting in verse 22 to 25, okay? Here's what it says. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to whom? God brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of a man." Verse 24, "For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." Verse 25, it says here, "The man and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame." Let's bow our heads and welcome the Spirit of God in our midst. Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we submit our lives to you. We ask, Lord, that you would bless the preaching of your word. I pray even as we share God's word. You said that the word of God is powerful and effective. It is active, Lord God. It is sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit. Joints at marrow, Lord. It even cuts, Lord God, the divisions of the heart. And Father, we pray if there's anything in our heart that is not right, Lord, I pray, let your word permeates. And we allow you, Holy Spirit, to take charge of the whole service from 10 a.m. down to the 6 p.m. Father, we pray that enable your people to understand what is the meaningful approach, the biblical approach regarding sex, that you're the one who created this. So, Father, I'm asking you for the spirit of illumination through your Holy Spirit, that you will, Lord God, get out of this place renewed, recharged, because of your Holy Spirit enlightening us with your word. Father, we say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please take your seats. And again, we just like to say that our intention is for us to have a biblical and a meaningful approach regarding the issue of sex, which I believe we have to go and check out what the scripture says. Do you realize that here in the Philippines, this topic is so taboo that a lot of people doesn't want to talk about sex? When you talk about this issue, parang, you know, I'd rather talk about what's going on between this couple and that, but with sex, all right? And I just want you to understand the reason why, because there is such a myth about sex. In fact, for people to say having sex is making love at each other. And sometimes it's been a justification that we're not just having sex, we're making love. We're both in love with each other. So we're just expressing our love for one another. People say It's okay to have sex nowadays because everybody's doing it. Nobody stops you from doing it. In fact, you could see it in magazines, sitcoms, and all these kinds of movies, commercials, that even for a movie which is for general patronage, there are scenes there that's not supposed to be seen by a child, and yet they allow it, and people have a different view about sex. In fact, to them, it's okay to have sex because people are doing it. There's another kind of people who says, you gotta try it first, okay, before, okay, having the attitude of getting into it. Why not try it first? In fact, do you realize that there are men in our nation who would let their kids go to prostitution dens, allow them to go to prostitution for them to have the initiation that for you to be a man, you gotta have sex. Listen to this. That is a wrong and false notion. It's a lie for what the Bible says. In fact, there's a person who is very prominent would give a statement that she goes by saying, living in is one of the best things that ever happened to me. In other words, nowadays, living in is okay. We fall in love with each other. All right? But the point is, we're just waiting for the expiration date then we could get out of our way and be separated. Do you realize that all the nations of the world, there are only two countries that doesn't allow or doesn't have a divorce law? That is the nation of Malta and our nation, the Philippines. But yet Malta next year, they will pass this law in their Congress that they will have a divorce law. But for us, a lot of people are going after and they say, why have a divorce law we are the only Christian nation in Asia. And that's the problem. We are the Christian nation, yet in the families, in the streets, in the media, in the magazines, and everywhere we go, it's rampant. As a matter of fact, there is this foreigner who would visit us, and he would say, you know, here in the Philippines, the movies that I watch, it's either horror movies, and the movies is about sex. There are two things about what I could see here in this your nation. He says, your movies and all the billboards, just either it's a scary thing or it's something has to do with what? Sex. I want to go back with what the scripture says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24 to 25. And let's check this out for what the scripture says. Sabi po ng Bible, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. Everybody say one flesh. First things foremost, again, we would like to remind you in summary that marriage is of God. Marriage is God's idea, all right? And this happens before the fall of man. In other words, marriage is something that God is so excited about that he wants to give us a gift. The Bible says he who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. And having said that, again, God wants us to experience marriage. And not only that, as we go on to the next verse, it says the man and his wife were both naked and they felt no shame. I want us to understand if there's any scripture that pertains to man and woman being naked, it's right in this verse, before the fall of man. Right from the very beginning, there was no malice. And the scripture tells us that they were both naked and there was no shame. A lot of people would interchange this scripture that they will go first of verse 25, make it verse 24, and of 24, make it verse 25. Sa kanila, the man and the woman were both naked and they felt no shame and both of them were united. Let's go to verse 24 again. Go back. All right, leave his father and mother and be united to his wife and they will become one flesh. No, no, no. Here's what God says. You get married first. Hello? You get married first and then there's something I want you to get in your lives with and that is what you call sex. In other words, God created sex after man and woman get into marriage. Are you here with me? And the Bible says they felt no shame. A lot of people who gives into sex without getting married first fell into such shame, hello, anxiety, problems, broken relationships and all that. Why is that? Because it's not biblical. In fact, God created it so well that he created it perfectly, that he created sex good, It's desirable. It's pleasurable. It's powerful. But God created it in the context of marriage. Are you here with me? That's why it's not something that we need to be afraid of and avoided and denied upon, because it's biblical. The Bible says everything that God created, it's good. Hello? But for us to have this, the context is marriage. But what's the problem today? Why is it people are giving into this and that? You know the reason why? Because I want you to understand that God creates. But there's an enemy. Satan counterfeits. Are you here with me? God is the one who created sex, but Satan counterfeits sex. And he will tell you, that's fine, it's okay. There's a big definition of what love and lust is. Love is what? Love desires to satisfy others at the expense of self. Let me say that again. Love desires to satisfy others or our partner at the expense of self. While lust desires to satisfy self at the expense of others. In other words, love is about them. Lust is about me. That's why love, what love wants is this. Love always gives. Lust always gets. Are you here with me? Love waits. Kaya love is patient. It's kind. It does not envy. Hello, it's not rude. Because love waits. While love can't wait, what lust is saying, I can't wait, I want it now, means right now. I'm about to explode. That's what lust is. Do you hear me? Not only that, but love is satisfying. But lust is insatiable. Always look after here and there, and it's greed. Are you here with me? Do you realize that lust is a counterfeit love and a perverted love? That's what it is. That's why there's no peace. There's shame. Hello? That's why you can lay it out in the open, because people are into the dark side of not love, lust. And everything that is in lust, always in the dark, not in the light or in the open. In other words, sex is made not for lusting or getting, but for loving and giving. Are you here with me? Yeah. Does that make sense? Yeah. Are we at peace here? Great. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says, first part, sabi po ng Bible, marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage what? Bed kept pure. Are you sure it's called marriage bed? Dapat po natin i-honor yung marriage. Pero sabi po dito, and the marriage bed can't be kept pure. Are you here with me? In other translation, it should never be defiled. In other words, it says marriage bed, hindi po single bed o double bed on matrimonial bed. Kaya nga tinawag ng matrimonial, for those who are married, it should be kept pure. Now here's the thing. Sex is sacred. God is the one who created sex. He made sex, which is so good, but it should be done right there. It should be pure, holy, undefiled, because He created it the way He wanted, because He wants man and woman to enjoy it. And the reason why He created sex, you know why? Listen to this. Because He loves the man and the woman who were joined together as one. Are you here with me? He loves the man and the woman, the husband and wife. Oh boy, He just wants to let you know, I want you to understand, it's a mystery. There's more. It's more to skin than you ever imagine. It's us being one with our spouses. Having said that, people who engage in sex is a person who sin against God. If you engage in sex apart from marriage, then that is sin. If you are single and you engage in sex, you're called fornicator. You engage in sex, it's fornication, sexual immorality. If you are married and you engage in sex, it's called adultery. In fact, you don't have to have a someone to get into a sexual intercourse for you to say that you commit adultery. Here's what Jesus defined it. Here's when the New Testament came in. Here's what Jesus defined, how did Jesus define adultery. If you men look at the woman lustfully, or the same word with woman, if you look to a person lustfully, you committed adultery in your heart. That's it. That's what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 to 10. Do you know, do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor the adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, let's continue, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor the swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. That's very clear, my friends. I didn't say that. That's not victory standard, all right? That's what God says. You will not enter the kingdom of God. You are an adulterer, swindler, sexually immoral. You have sex with other men, men having sex with men, women with women. That's God's word. Hebrews 13, verse 8 to B. For God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. For you single people, here's what the word of God says. All right, I just want to put a balance to it. Here's what God's word in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, all right, verse 32. An unmarried man. How many unmarried men do we have in the house? You're not married yet. Lift up your hands. You're not married, okay? Not married, all right? Trying to pretend that you're not married. If you're a single people, here's God's word. Teka muna, ano ba kayo? Galit ba kayo sa akin? Oh, hello? Parang, hello, is it uncomfortable? I'm sorry to say this is God's word. This is not me. Let's not take it personal. Hindi na ako babalik dito sa church na to. Grabe naman. Hello, this is God's word. It's biblical, meaningful approach. All right? Everybody look at me. Everybody, can you look at me eyeball to eyeball? All right? Can you say this? I love you, Pastor. All right? Parang galit kayo sa... 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 32. The unmarried man is concerned about the Lord's affairs, how he can what? Please the Lord. Verse 34. An unmarried woman or a virgin, an unmarried woman needs to be what? A virgin. Is concerned about the Lord's affairs. Her aim is to be devoted to the Lord in both body and spirit. That's why next Sunday, we'll be talking about I serve. We got to be devoted to what God is doing. Amen? Now, here's for you, married people like me. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 32, sabi po rito, but a married man is concerned about the affairs of this world, iba na, how he can please his wife. Can all the wives say amen? Amen. Tayo mga kelots, alright, kailangan i-please natin yung mga bebots na asawa natin. Hello? That's what the Bible says. In fact, not only that, in verse 34b, sabi po rito, but a married woman, kayo naman mga wives, concerned about the affairs of this world, how she can please her husband, and all the husbands say, amen. Hindi ko sinabi yan, sabi po ng Bible yan, alright? Why is that? Why would God, okay, there's a distinct between the married and the unmarried simply because of this. For everyone's sake, here's the bottom line, verse 38. So that, verse 38, verse 37, I'm saying this for your own good, not to restrict you, but that you may live in the right way. What is that? In undivided devotion to the Lord. Is that great? We got to have that kind of heart for God. Now, marriage should be honorable and sex is sacred. Right? The bottom line is this. That's why our goal is to honor God. The bottom line of having this life, whatever you do, is to please God. Marriage, single people, is your life pleases God. The way you treat your spouses, the way you treat your kids, is that the way for you to say, are you pleasing God? Your business, the way you carry about yourself, are you pleasing God? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1 to 8. It says here, finally, brothers, are you there? We instructed you how to live in order to what? Please to please God. We're here to please God. Amen? Now, as in fact you are living, now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more, okay? For you know what instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. It is God's will that you should be what? Sanctified. Now, We are in the church. God is the point of sanctifying us. We're not perfect people, right? But God wants us to be pure. He wants to cleanse us continuously. He wants us to be like His Son Jesus. That's why Jesus is the ultimate example. Are you here with me? And the Bible says it is God's will that all of us should be sanctified. How? That you should avoid sexual immorality. Let's move on. That each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable. Not in a passionate lust like the heathen who do not know God. And that in this manner no one should wrong his brother or take advantage of him. The Lord will punish men for all such sins, as we have already told you and warned you. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, he who rejects this instruction does not reject man, but God who gives you his Holy Spirit. We got to be sanctified. How for us to be sanctified? The Bible says in verse 3, all right? We got to avoid sexual immorality. Everybody say, avoid sexual immorality. Let me tell you, immorality is here and there. Wherever you go, it's prevalent. It's here and there. It's rampant. How do we do that? We need to avoid sexual immorality. How? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. Sabi po ng Bible, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 18. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a man commits are outside his body, but he who sins sexually, do you realize that you're sinning against your own body? If there's immorality here, what you need to do, you got to run away. Yeah. Don't get into a trap knowing that, man, it's far and you're trying to... Teka muna, try natin to baka... And that's why people committing sin because they're not being careful. They're not running away. The Bible says, avoid it at all costs. Run away from whatever immorality out there. Internet, all the more. You know, there is a site in the internet that if I'm using the internet, I can tap anything that I, whatever site that I could connect or click, that if it's something about rated R or all that, it can go to Pastor Earl, it can go to Winston. There's an accountability, that there's a site that we're doing, xxx.com, church. It's not for X-rated thing, but it's for us to be transparent. It's for us, for accountability sakes. That's why if I click somewhere, boom, it goes right away to Pastor Ferdy. Aha, Mark, ano to? It is. That's why for men, we need to have that. Are you here with me? Avoid sexual immorality. Number 2, verse 4. Sabi po ng Bible, you got to what? Learn to control your own body. You got to say no. You got to create such boundaries. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you and you have received from God? You are not on your own. Yung katawan po natin, mga kapatid, hindi po sa inyo yan. The body is not meant for sexual immorality. That's why you gotta control your body. Learn to control it if you're having a hard time. Pero Pastor Mark, I'm having a hard time. Listen, I have a good news for you. Then let's learn to control it. Maybe you need accountability. Then we're gonna be here for you. But this is a problem. This has been a problem in my generation. Yung ganito ko, nagkasala. Yung ganito ko, nag-immorality. Pero parang sa akin, eto ko eh. That's why you need help. That's why one of the things about the church that you need to realize, a church is also like a hospital. That we're here to help you be delivered. To help you be strong. That's why right from the very beginning, our theme is be strong and be strong in the Lord. Are you here with me? Listen to this, man. I want to talk to some men here. You're just some men. If you just stay alone, you can't win this battle. I promise you that. That's why I thank God for people here. I thank God for this men. If I have a problem, I just call them. I remember, well, I did say that when I was a new Christian, I have a problem of all these sorts of relationship. I got a call at 3 a.m. in the morning called Jonathan Bokobo, called June Escosar, and they would wake up and counsel me and pray for me. Bro, I have a problem with this. How can you pray for me? And they were there for me. That's what real men who will stand together. Why? Because there is a battle out there. And our bodies, the Bible says, is not of us. It's the Holy Spirit's. Learn to control your body. Number 3. In verse 6, no one should wrong or take advantage of a brother or sister. Lalo na ngayon with all the web and FB and all that. Do you realize that you can actually take advantage. You can flirt around. Do you realize that you can take advantage of the emotions of someone? Do you realize that? And the Bible says, wrong no one. It doesn't talk about physically, but even the way you relate to people, the way you relate to other than your wife, other ladies other than your wives. Are you here, men? We got to treat everyone with absolute purity. That's what the Bible says. No one should wrong and take advantage. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 3 says, but among you there must not be a what? Even a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are what? Improper for God's holy people. How many God's people do we have here in this place? Lift up your hands if you're God's people. Are you sure you're God's people? Then if there's immorality or impurity in your heart, the Bible says you got to quit. Not even a hint of sexual immorality. Having said that, Colossians chapter 3, verse 3 to 5, here's what it says, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with Him in glory. Now, here's what it says, put to death, therefore. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. Sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is what? Idolatry. Sometimes we define idolatry as what? Yung idol, yung mga images. It's nothing to do with it. It's what's inside of your heart that's the problem. It's your greed. It's your lust. It's the evil desires. It's the impurity there that you replace God with. Are you here with me? The Bible says put to death. Kill it. Kill your selfish nature. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 8, once again. Therefore, he who rejects this instruction. All the things that was said here today, if you reject this, he reject this instruction, does not reject man. Going back again, everybody look at me. All right? Don't say I love you, Pastor Mark. This time it's okay. If you hate me for this, you're offended, that's fine. I can deal with that. All right? I can deal. If you don't like me, please, I'll still love you. If you don't love me, I'll still love you. If you reject this, that's fine. If you reject this, it's not me, it's God. That's what the Bible says. He who rejects this instruction does not reject man, but you are rejecting God who gives you His Holy Spirit. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Church, I want to remind you, you were bought at a price. God shed His blood. We take communion a while ago for you to realize that the blood of Jesus is enough for you to be forgiven, for you to be made whole once again. Huh, Pastor Mark, even though I'm into it, even though I'm slaved, even though this sin of immorality dominates me, we're not condemning anybody here. But Pastor Mark, I just did it last night. Well, this is for you. God's blood was shed for you. Question is, would you reject God now, or would you receive His love, His mercy, His grace for you to be whole, for you to be strengthened. Hello? For you to get rid of that, be delivered from that lust. Sex is sacred and is meant only, everybody say only, in marriage. Sex is sacred. It is good. But sex should be done for us married people. It should be done only for one person. The person that you said yes, and I do. No other. It's good. I want to pray for some of us. I believe the Lord's grace and mercy is with us. I want to understand this. God never condemns. God never puts you down. But God always builds you up and restores us. Can you say amen to that? Can we just bow our heads right now? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we commit this time to you. Holy Spirit, thank you that this is not a work or the words of man, but is actually your word. And Lord, you said that he who rejects this doesn't reject man. Lord, thank you that it's not the standard of victory. There is no victory standard at all, but it's your word. And so, Father, today we embrace it, we humble ourselves, and we say thank you for your mercy. If you're here this morning, and I believe it's a strong word, why? Because that's the world that we live in, but yet God is a God who's a God of second chance. I believe the Lord wants to extend His mercy and His grace for you to be strengthened. And one day or the other, you are guilty. And somehow there's shame. Somehow there's guilt. Somehow it haunts you down. It discourages you. It puts you down. Well, the Lord is here. The Lord wants to forgive you. Would you receive His mercy today? Father, I just pray for every one of these. I'm not going to ask you to lift up your hands. This is between you and God. God knows exactly what's going on in you, your mind, your heart, your soul. But yet, God wants to forgive you and God wants to set you free. Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters, whether they're married or not, single, maybe they're struggling. It's a weakness. Lord, I thank you. That's why there is you to restore us. We are bought with a price, Lord. Thank you for the shedding of your blood. And that's why, as Pastor Ed says, with the shedding of your blood, there is forgiveness. Just want to say, just come to God today and ask for mercy and say sorry. I believe the Lord is here. The Lord is touching you. The Lord wants to expose that so that you will come to Him. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters. Strengthen them by the power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you. Lord God, that there will be men who will stand with other men, even their families. Father, thank you that there is hope in their marriage, that there is hope in their future. They might stumble down in the past, but Lord God, thank you that you're willing to bring them up once again and restore their lives. So Father, thank you. Lord, I pray that you would renew everyone's mind. Would you hold your mind? Would you touch your head right now? I just want to pray. I just want to pray right now. Everyone across the plate, just touch your head. I just want to pray. Lord, I pray by the power of your blood, let your word come forth. Lord, I pray that you renew our minds, Lord. Thank you that it's the word of God that renews us, even as we receive the scripture. Lord, I pray, enable us to humble ourselves. And so, Father, let our minds be in line with your word. Lord, I pray for the mind of Christ, for purity, holiness, that let this mind will not be defiled. But Lord, I pray that we will have a different mindset about sex, about relationship and marriage. Lord, thank you, Lord, for this time. Put your hands down. Can we all rise up into our feet? Can we lift our hands and just want to pray? We need to get out of this place, but I want to pray that we will be men and women who will please God. Amen? Praise God. Lord, I pray for every one of us here. There are people that I know, people that I don't know. It doesn't matter. But Lord God, I thank you that what matters is in this life we will be able to please you. And so, Lord God, I pray for everyone here. Lord, let your love conquer their hearts, Lord. Father God, your unconditional love that you have came to seek and save those who are lost and those who have sinned. And so, Father, I pray that in this life we will be able to please you. Not to please the church, not to please the pastor, but to able to please you, Lord, because that is why we're here, to honor you, Lord, to please you in every way. So, Father, I pray for the blood of Jesus to be upon us. Lord, strengthen us, Lord, with the power of your might. Thank you for everyone, Father. Thank you for this series, Love Life. Lord, I pray that we will get out of this place strengthened, renewed hope and faith, Lord God, that truly we'll be restored with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Put your hands down. Before you leave, we're about to leave right now. I just want to say this. That's the reason why this church is here. If there's anything that we could help you, it's hard. It's hard to deal with pride issues. But I just want to say this. I want to speak to your heart. And I want to speak to your pride. Don't let your pride break your relationship with your family and your wives. Don't let your pride break you. The enemy's out there to counterfeit. That's why we're all here. You know what I'm saying? We all need one another. That's what a church is. And having said that, you know, I just want to say this. Any time of the day, we're here. The pastors are here in the office. Every 10 a.m. Tuesdays. All right? Tuesdays to Saturdays. You can check us out. Come here in this office. Look for Pastor Earl. Look for Pastor Winston, myself. We're just going to be here for you. If you need counseling, if you need us to pray for, or you right now you need someone to pray for you, I just want you to know, we just want to open this for everyone. Is that okay? Can we just give a lot of big hand right now? Well, praise God.